In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, we've got tons of reaction to the speech from President Joe Biden last night. We will discuss that with the Independent Women's Forum's Kelsey Bowler and also former Press Secretary Sean Spicer, the host of Spicer & Company on Newsmax. But we'll also check on New York with Councilman Joe Borelli and something for your Fitness Thursday. It's all straight ahead. Kevin McCullough, stay here.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
America is on the move again.
What do you think, deer wearing Kevlar vests?
We have to do more than just build back better.
We have to do more than build back better. We got to build back better. Last night was painful, friends. I'm sorry. When you have, you know, real orators in my lifetime, like Ronald Reagan, and you've got very entertaining people that have a very strong way of connecting with people, like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, when you have, you know, some people said Barack Obama was a great speech giver. And I think there's some truth to in terms of his oratory skills. Last night, oh, my goodness, it was like put the fork through my temple now. Like there was. And if you watch the faces of the senators that were in the chamber, it kind of felt that way for most of them, too. Anyway, welcome to Thursday. We've got a lot to get to. He is the host of Spicer and Company on Newsmax, which is reinventing what fair and balanced news looks like on television. And we're so honored to have the former press secretary, Sean Spicer. He was also the head of communications for the RNC for a long time. Communications is his business. He understands it. And Sean, always good to have you. You're the author of that bestseller, Leading America, as well. I got to ask you, just on the perfunctory level of a guy trying to convince the world that he's not sleeping through his Jell-O serving every day at 2 p.m. in the old folks' home, Joe Biden had a hard time selling last night from where I sat. What did you see coming through your television to you?
Well, it's always good to be with you, Kevin. I think, you know, I hate to say this, but just kind of, if you want to be objective about this, you got to remember who he was talking to last night. It wasn't me and you. It was the far left, right? And these are people that he has been selling as, I'm going to be the most progressive president ever. And if you are honest about this, he was the most progressive president ever last night.
Sure.
He made it very clear. And I think that, you know, as far as I was concerned, he sold it. If you are in the far left, you want government to get massive. You want then what he did last night, you should be very happy with. I mean, I get it. I saw what he did last night. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he sold it, you know, to the folks on the far left. I think that they've been asking for this for a long time, not just in terms of government spending, but government invasion in our lives, the Equality Act,
right,
the voting stuff, all of these things they've been waiting forever for. And he gave them exactly what they wanted.
Well, he gave them the laundry list, that's for sure. And especially on guns.
That's you're right. It was actually, that's the best way of putting it. It was a laundry list.
And you know, typically the presidents kind of use this occasion, do they not, Sean, to kind of lay out what it is that they want to do. But the thing is, he's been in office now for 100 days. This is the latest we've ever gotten, you know, a State of the Union from the president. And he's done so much in the 100 days. And I think for people that weren't the far left, and that may be the slightly left of center, that might be the middle, that might be the slightly right of center, that might be the right, that might be the far right. All of those groups felt like he was talking about a different country last night. And every time that Kamala and Nancy rose to their feet, it was always over something that you had to scratch your head and say, that's not what America is all about. I'm wondering how effective it was to people that didn't already agree with them on all those topics.
Well, clearly, I don't think it was very effective at all. But again, Kevin, I don't think he wasn't talking to people like you and me that believe in a limited government, that believe that, you know, you go out there and you work hard, you try to do the best you can and you provide for yourself, you make your family, you try to do better for the next generation. You want to do well to not only do for yourself, but to give back to others and make your community better. I mean, this was about the rise of government. 1996, Bill Clinton said the era of government that was gone. And last night it returned with a roar.
Yeah. No, he even tried to associate the idea of big government being what the founders intended in the Constitution and in the Declaration when they used the phrase "we the people," which I'm pretty sure he was twisting a bit. I mean, in terms of accountability, yeah, we the people, you answer to us, but literally making government speak on behalf of the people was never anything that I felt like the founders had intended it to be.
No. I was sort of sitting back last night and watching some of the reaction and thinking to myself, I think probably very similar to what you were saying, which is this, I mean, this is not, I kept thinking to myself, like, this is not what I think most people would define as the role of government. And I just don't know how else to put it, because I looked at this and I kept saying to myself, like, are we in different planets? But I guess we are in some ways.
Yeah. Well, and he landed the plane on all of the items that he wants to get done. But to be candid, you know, Trump put 300 judges on the bench in 4 years and two on the Supreme Court or three on the Supreme Court. And he's got an opportunity to continue those judges, that kind of backstop accountability still has the opportunity to knock down a lot of the stuff that Biden's pushed through. Let's face it, none of that stuff he was talking about last night has gone through the legislative process. Most of the stuff that he bragged about, you know, doing or intends to do, he's planning on doing with executive orders that I think in many instances are going to be challenged before they ever have a chance to take effect. Now, their counter to that is pack the court. So what happens with middle America? Does middle America hear last night get the hairs on the back of their neck standing up and saying, no, we got to stop this. This is nonsense.
Yeah, to some extent. But here's the thing. So they one of the things that President Trump always sort of reinforced to all of us was, I have a limited amount of time to do as much as I can, right? Whether it was going to be 4 years or eight, right? I think that they saw that after President Trump lost a Republican House, his ability to get almost anything that wasn't done through executive action done was brought down to zero. And in fact, we started doing impeachment investigations, the two eyes. What they are doing is recognizing that they probably won't have a House of Representatives, a majority for much longer, right? The next midterms between redistricting and everything else and their wacko policies.
That's the assumption, yeah. Well, if they can't cheat, that's what they'll get.
So fair enough. So what they're going to do is get as much as they can done in that time. That's it. Point blank. And so I just think that, my point is that I think they get it, which is this is they have a limited amount of time. So get as much as you can.
Make hay while the sun shines. Yeah. So what do you think? Yeah. What do you think's happening in the halls of Mar-a-Lago and in Congress and in other places where Republicans are gathering and saying what our strategy should be? It can't just be we put all of our eggs in our basket till 2022 and pray that begins to turn the tide. We've got to do we start getting activists on Congress now and encouraging people to, you know, to harangue senators and congressmen and say, no, you represent us. You got to represent our thoughts, because this is the smallest margin that a majority party has had in a really long time. One vote in the Senate and what is it, 6 or 8 votes in the House? I mean, this is not a mandate type of Congress at all.
No, it's thin, but it doesn't matter. They're gonna twist every arm that they had to. I mean, and they'll get it done. I mean, I'm convinced about it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be something that we need to stay engaged in. We need to watch, because everything that was in that agenda last night pretty much more or less violates traditional constitutional norms. And that's something that Sean will be covering on his show every weeknight on Newsmax. Sean, what do you got on tonight's big show?
We got Montana Governor Greg Gianforte to talk about the gun stuff. But then obviously we're going to break down with several members of Congress the speech, not just the speech that Biden laid out, but obviously the response that Tim Scott gave. So it's I think we're going to really cover this in deep in terms of analysis of what we said. But like the questions you're asking, what's going to get passed or not? So big show to break it all down.
And what can we do about it? That's Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax. Check your local listings for channel and showtime. Sean, thank you so much for being with us.
The women of the Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant. disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYBYRNA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
The worst pandemic in a century. After just 100 days, I can report to the nation, America is on the move again.
Yeah. Following the game plan that was left for you. All you had to do was come in and pick up what Trump was doing, and you were going to get to your vaccine distribution, which somehow you still kind of muffled, and a bunch of other things. All you had to do was just do what they had left for you. But I'm glad that in the 100 days hence, he feels like America's on the move. You know, before the pandemic, we were beyond on the move. We were on fire. The economy was on fire. Our enemies were on the run. The global community in deep respect for where we were headed. And now we're just on the move. So I guess that's progress in Joe Biden's world. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's bounce off some of these things with Kelsey Bowler, who is back with us. She was away last week with her beautiful family, enjoying some springtime sun. And she is back with us, of course, senior strategist at the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, you wrote in today's Bright email all about kind of the humorous COVID restrictions that the audience was required to follow last night. And all you had to do was see that shot of Mitt Romney in the balcony or Ted Cruz nearly putting himself to sleep, breathing into his mask to understand how ridiculous it looked to the rest of the country, especially 2 days after the CDC said that, we're doing better.
Right. This was a huge missed opportunity for leadership on the vaccine front and to demonstrate that Americans do have confidence in the vaccine. We have to remember that members of Congress had access to the vaccine very early on, far earlier than the vast majority of us. So they have been fully protected, and yet they have been walking around with masks outdoors. And then yesterday at President Biden's joint address, every member of Congress couldn't even show up because they decided they still need to social distance and wear masks. This was just a huge demonstration of anti-science. It doesn't express any sort of vaccine confidence, and it just demonstrated how fundamentally unserious this administration is. If we want to return to normal, we have to show Americans that we can get there. You know, this is a very select few special group of people who have had the privilege to be fully vaccinated, and there's no reason they couldn't be sitting shoulder to shoulder during this address. And yet, you know, I was laughing because I am not vaccinated yet, and I just returned from Florida flying on an airplane where United packed me shoulder to shoulder with strangers sitting next to me. So the government is telling me it is okay for me to sit on a very tightly packed plane for hours when I am unvaccinated, but it is not okay for fully vaccinated members of Congress to sit for 1 hour in a chamber to hear the president of the United States speak.
It was it would be comical if it wasn't so sad. And really, I think damaging to your point. There's already vaccine hesitancy in the mix in terms of the public. And this just goes further to reinforce that.
Right. And America is supposed to be the world leader. We were ahead of the race for vaccines in terms of development and distribution. And we could have sent a message to the entire world about what life can look like once Americans, you know, reach herd immunity, are fully vaccinated. And so this was, you know, unfortunate, in my opinion, and a continuation of the denial of science from the administration that claims to be pro-science.
Right. Well, we know on multiple levels that they aren't. Let's shift gears to another story that you wrote about, which is the CDC. And, you know, I spoke with Dr. Nicole Sapphire on my Wednesday evening broadcast this week. And she went into some detail as an attending physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering. She has very strong opinions about the Johnson & Johnson pause and why it might have been necessary for like a half second, but that it lasted way too long and should have never been put into the kind of importance category that it was. And it turns out they actually tried to mute some doctors that were pointing out the same things that Dr. Sapphire did. What happened with this researcher from Harvard?
Yes, this was a very unfortunate case reported by the Federalist Joy Pullman. I encourage everybody to read it. What happened is Dr. Martin Koldroff, who is from Harvard Medical School and really one of the world leaders on vaccine safety, was previously on the advisory committee for vaccine safety as part of the CDC. But after he publicly disagreed with the agency's decision to pause the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, he was kicked off of that committee. I thought the CDC's email that they sent to him was very interesting. The CDC doctor, Amanda Cohen, said, "We understand and appreciate that VAST, VAST members have personal opinions, and we do not object to the expression of those opinions." So, you know, theoretically, they don't object. However, she stated, "We expect members to be objective and devoid of any appearance of bias. Therefore, the CDC is respectively ending your membership on VAST effective today." So, you know, on one hand, she's saying, "You are a medical expert. We don't object to you expressing your opinions. But if you express those, you are going to be kicked off of this committee." Of course, the CDC arrived to the same conclusion that this doctor was expressing 4 days after he expressed it, and yet nothing happened. Kevin, if this story happened under the Trump administration, I have no doubt that 60 Minutes would already be writing its script to be airing this weekend. But because it happened under the Biden administration, you know, you're not hearing much about it. But I do encourage everybody to go read this story over at The Federalist.
Yeah, Joy Pullman, a regular voice here on Kevin McCullough Radio, and she does great work. So go and read that. And friends, the main point of most of this is, if you have been vaccinated, which medical professionals still recommend is the best way for us to get to herd immunity, you're more or less safe. So take that mask off, particularly outside. That's what the CDC says now. But increasingly, if you have had your full vaccination, you're safe indoors as well. And we've got to start pushing back, because if we don't, Kelsey, I think they're going to make us live like this for a long time to come. And I don't think we need to, nor should we. It's done too much damage. Anyway, Kelsey Bowler, always appreciate it.
Thank you.
The women of the Bible live timeless stories. By examining them, we can understand what it means to be a woman of faith today.
Shannon Bream traces the steps of 16 holy women.
From warriors to judges to prophets, these women's stories deserve to be told.
Learn how their experiences have inspired some of your favorite celebrities with wisdom from the past that transcends the present. The Women of the Bible Speak on Fox Nation. Get a copy of Shannon Bream's new book, The Women of the Bible Speak, with the purchase of any Patriot plan on FoxNation.com.
These troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again. Introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, yet to come on today's edition is Fitness and Wellness Day, and very honored to have Voss Chiodella joining us before we are done with some tips on how to get in better shape, whether you're 6 or 60. We'll be doing that before we're done. And then I've got some more thoughts on Biden and company before we're finished as well. That's all coming up. But first, I want to turn to Joe Borelli, who is the minority whip for the Republicans on the city council in New York City. Yes, if you're outside the New York City proper, you may scratch your head and say, there are Republicans on the city council in New York? Yes. Now, they all come from places like Staten Island, but they are there. There are one or two of them, and Joe Borelli is one of them, and we're always honored to have him with us. Councilman, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
This is my favorite show. Thank you.
The city. Whoa, let's grab that tape. Hey, the city is in the throes of a mayoral race, and it looks like on the outside it's a complete circus because you got like 155 different candidates running for the Democrat nomination. You've got a few less than that on the Republican side. But there's no real telling who's going to take. I mean, and it's a former presidential candidate that seems to have the polling lead right now. So I don't know what to make of any of this. But yesterday the big talk was, oh, former comptroller Scott Stringer, he had a date that went bad once a few years ago. And we stand with the girl because she said he touched me when neither one of them were married. She wasn't an actual intern. They were both of age. You know, yeah, there's a 10 years difference or whatever, but I'm trying to see how this is anything different than what's at, you know, on an average day in page six somewhere. What's your take on that?
Well, I think your initial reaction that it's a circus is probably the most accurate take on what the mayor's race looks like. But more so because New York City is implementing its ranked choice voting system for the first time.
Yes.
So if no one gets 50%, which nobody will in the first round, the people at the bottom, their supporters start giving up their number two and number three choices until someone gets to that 50% number. So this Scott Stringer thing is not relevant, and to be cynical, I guess, it's not really relevant in the sense of what actually happened on some rainy Thursday night in 2012 or whatever, 2001, I think it was. What's more important is that Stringer, who's considered the far left leading candidate, he's actually had some of his major leftist supporters, Jessica Ramos, a state assemblywoman, Julia Salazar, a state senator. These are very powerful people in New York City's far left movement. They have pulled back from their endorsement of Stringer. And that means that their support is going to go somewhere else. And perhaps their voters, their base, their wacky followers and acolytes, they might start listing new people as their one and two and three choice instead of Stringer. So that might empower one of the other far left candidates to get more votes. That's why it's relevant.
Well, and to be honest, I had forgotten about the ranked choice voting mechanism. And you're exactly right. That's going to add to the circus even more so because it is going to be the tallying of the lower votes that turn into, you know, who gets that additional and do they get there. And with ranked choice voting, Joe, I just want to make sure. Is it likely that because of the way they lay it out, this will eliminate any need for a runoff? Because by the time they figure out the second and third choices, you will get to a 50% threshold before the election day is done.
Correct. And the Democratic Party has its rules, but runoffs. So this does, for their party, make it somewhat better or somewhat different to have sort of the results instantly. For the Republicans, we never had runoff elections in our primary, so
gotcha.
This is a totally new dynamic for us on our side, and we're going to have to see how it plays out.
Gotcha. All right, and if there's only two candidates, which it seems like right now there's only two primary candidates in the Republican circle, that's going to be fairly simple. One of them is going to get to 50%. Hey, the city's opening for full July 1st. Now, a lot of people are saying this is a little bit late in coming, but as a city councilman, you got to be thrilled with this.
Yeah, look, the summer of Bill, you know, although Mayor Cuomo had a press conference today, so I'm sure he said something that undermined what Bill de Blasio said. The two of them are pretty predictable. But look, you know, some people, we can sit here and say it's too late, it's not enough, it doesn't go further enough. But I'm just happy that Bill de Blasio has now put sort of a date certain, even though it is July 1st, on we're going to reopen. Well, our restaurants are open, our bars, our stadiums, our nightlife, our Broadway, all that stuff is opening. Masks you might still have to wear, but at this point, you know, I don't want to say that perfect's the enemy of good. You know, let's just be happy and move forward because I'm fundamentally sick of this as you are and so are most people.
Yeah, no kidding. Speaking of Governor Cuomo, you just mentioned him. What do we know the latest about in terms of his problems?
Well, speaking of circus, send in the clowns, I guess you could really say. You know, the governor was the subject of another bombshell New York Times. And I know we like to poo-poo the New York Times quite often, but they do have some really engaging investigative journalists. And one of the things that they've engaged and investigated was Cuomo's nursing home scandal. And it turns out that his top aide, the secretary to the governor, the number two of the state, was deeply involved in rewriting and squashing reports that ran contrary to what the state was reporting on nursing home deaths and the cause.
Oh, so surprised that the cover-up. So surprised that they worked harder to get the cover-up done than we originally thought. Shocking. All right, Councilman,
Kevin.
Always appreciate your time and for this little rundown on what's going on in the city and the state. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, on Thursdays, we set the newspaper down because we cover, you know, breaking news, what it means, why it matters, the rest of the show. But here on the backside of the show, we delve into things that affect your life. So we talk about parenting, we talk about finances, we talk about technology. And on Thursdays, we talk about fitness and health and wellness. And I'm grateful for all the people that have contributed over time to this segment. And for today, I thought, you know, we had an 82-degree temperature day yesterday. And at the place where I do most of my fitness work, they have been reminding us that the pool is opening in just X number of days before it's open. And so I thought, wouldn't it be great for if you were 6 to 60 years of age, if I could get someone in today to talk about some simple things that if you've been in lockdown, if you've been under cold weather constraints, if you've been you kind of shut in for the last, you know, 15 years or so it's felt like. Maybe there's a few simple things that you could do to feel better about your fitness and to start moving, literally get your body going for this spring and summer. So I'm very honored to have Vas Chaldella joining us today. She is one of the yoga teachers at Lifetime Power Yoga at the Lifetime Athletic Fitness in Bergen County. And Vas, full disclosure, has on occasion had me in her class. Always want to make sure people understand if there's some conflict of interest there. Vas has, she's made me do the down dog and a few more push-ups than I've wanted to do from time to time, and I'm glad that she's done that. Anyway, Vas, it's fun to have you on the radio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you for having me. Happy to join you today.
When you saw that sunshine breakout yesterday, did you think like everybody else did and go, oh man, life is starting to come back?
100%. I mean, I just wanted to stick a straw into that blue sky and drink it up every minute of it for sure.
Yeah. Well, and sadly, because of the pandemic and because of the kind of lockdowns and shutdowns procedures that we've had to be under for the last, 18 months, it's been a really hard time. And people have, if you've done any amount of reading, you know that people have really struggled with other forms of sickness and illness because they have not been as active and they have not gotten out. So you deal with, dozens upon dozens of students each week. What are some things that people could do beginning today that could start to kind of change that outlook for them going into this spring season?
Right, Kevin. So we have been kind of isolated and closed in for the past year and change. And so I say spring is in full bloom right now. Summer is on the horizon. So if you can find certain days where you can take your fitness outdoors, be it your yoga facility or any fitness facility, start kind of hunt and pecking who and what is teaching some of your favorite fitness classes outdoors. I know here at Lifetime Athletic Bergen County, Lucy, our yoga director, and I, we are looking adamantly for the weather to find those days where we can take our yoga practice outside. Even yoga in the park starts to spring up in your community. So look around for your, local community, ask your town borough, check your even library sometimes knows when certain your local library can tell you when certain fitness classes like Zumba in the park, different things that you can get your fitness outdoor, even if it's taking your yoga mat outside with a couple hand weights and doing some stretching. Or how about gardening? Gardening is a beautiful activity that can kind of get you moving and keep you active for a couple hours.
But the point is to be moving. It's to get the limbs going. And the outside, I'm guessing, Vas, is the advantage is vitamin D and some of that good fresh air that we've been hearing about that we need in our lungs and so forth.
Absolutely. The health benefits are incredible. Like you said, the vitamin D from the sun and just, getting maybe out of your comfort zone too, right? You've been doing a fitness routine indoors, whether it's home or facility, and just moving it outdoors kind of shifts things a little bit in a really good way. And again, getting out of your comfort zone, doing outdoors, maybe you've never hiked before, grab a group of friends and go for a hike. Or how about a local lake? Maybe they're offering a stand-up paddleboard class and you've never done that. So you could do a lot of really cool, adventurous, get a little adventurous.
Great way to watch Kevin plop into the water. Yeah, go paddleboarding with him.
Stand-up paddleboard yoga, it's a thing, and I think that you would do amazing in it.
So, get outside, get moving. What's a couple of more that you got?
Another one that I have is music, right? Have a go-to playlist that gets you in the zone. Music has a profound effect on your mood, your emotions, just your overall nervous system. So having a playlist that gets you up and going and into that groove and zone, I think is number one for sure.
So, and that's going to be different from person to person, because some people are going to, they're going to put on their speed metal and others are going to put on jazz, and it could be whatever speaks to you in between. But this is great. Get outside, get some tunes going. What's one more?
One more would be, and this is maybe like a two for one. So my first part of the next one would be get rest, right? An adequate amount of sleep, maybe a nap in the middle of the day. I know that sounds a bit mundane, but if you get a decent amount of rest, then you have the energy to really exert yourself, show up for yourself in your fitness the following day. With that said, maybe choose a recovery day, right? A day where you're not so much not doing anything, but you are participating in active rest.
Well, I've noticed on a personal level where if I try to do too many days in a row of the heavier, you know, cardiovascular or just even mild workouts, but if I do them too many days in a row and don't give myself rest, then I end up with additional soreness and some other things that I think when I have those recovery times that it seems to work out a lot better and I feel much more consistently well through the time.
Absolutely. And like I said, for somebody like myself who loves to move and be on the go, rest is not something I do that often. And so I do carve out certain days. And like I said, I like to be on the move and on the go. So active rest for me might mean just a brisk walk, with my pup or my kids or a friend. It also might mean just taking a meditation class. I mean, there's some amazing apps out there for meditation for those that have never really tapped into it or aren't sure about it. Ton of free content that is fully guided, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. You choose the time, you choose your guide, and just sitting with yourself, not really moving the physical body, but you're kind of working in. It's not really a workout, but it's a work in. So you're getting something done in those moments where you just need to kind of chill out. So do not forgo a day of recovery.
Great stuff.
Up and running. Yeah.
So get outdoor, get some music, and take active rest. Three simple steps, if you're 6 to 60, you can take to start making your fitness better right now. Vaz Chaldela of Lifetime Power Yoga, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin. Thank you. Appreciate
it. And if
it.
You want to follow her on Instagram, it's VCIALDELLA, and you can follow her there. And then, of course, the Lifetime has their Instagram handles as well. You can follow all of them. Kevin McCullough coming back with my final thought of the day next. Stay here.
I'm Shannon Bream from Fox News Channel, and I'm so excited to tell you about the latest book from Fox News Books, The Women of the Bible Speak. It's available for pre-order today. Whether you grew up studying the Bible or you're inspired by stories of strength and resilience, you will be moved by these timeless stories of powerful women facing life's greatest challenges featured in the book, The Women of the Bible Speak. Go to foxnews.com/books to pre-order your copy today.
Balance of Nature is the best fruit and vegetable product on the market. What makes us the best? It's not about how many different fruits and vegetables are in each capsule. It's about having the right fruits and vegetables in the right quantities. That's what Balance of Nature has done. Our proprietary blend of fruits and vegetables has been handpicked by Dr. Howard based on his extensive research. Fruits and vegetables are made of hundreds of thousands of phytochemicals that work together to help your cells regenerate better, faster, and stronger. Only fresh whole fruits and vegetables are inside the capsules. You won't find any fillers, binding agents, or preservatives of any kind. You will only find fruits and vegetables the way Mother Nature intended. Start your journey with the best fruit and vegetable product on the market today by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing my slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-504-2641 or use the promo code KMC. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code KMC. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-504-2641 and use promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And every single day, doing all we can to help boost your ability to think clearly about the world in which you live and use the tools that that clear thinking give you in order to make the world a better place as you live in it. That's the ultimate goal of what we do at Kevin McCullough Radio. And so I'm so thankful that you are able to join us and be here each weekday. Now, last night, the president did his thing. He gave his address to a very empty chamber. The echoing in the room, just I couldn't get over that. It just really bothered me. But anyway, then afterwards, you know, the Republicans, the party that's not in power, are allowed to make a rebuttal speech, which they did. Tim Scott, the African-American Republican senator from South Carolina, was the man tapped to do that. And he gave a very effective position for what his party stands on and believes in. And I thought did a very good job of making rational sense of what why he disagrees with President Biden and where they draw some of those contrasts. And there was a day in this country where you could have those kinds of back and forth views of positions on things and think that, you know, it doesn't have to be personal or petty or even mean. It can simply be a different perspective, a different point of view, coming at it from a different place, if you will, in terms of worldview. But those days are behind us because we're not in those days anymore. Tim Scott, African-American from South Carolina, can't be a Republican or somebody who's even mildly right of center on something, because if he is, then he gets called racial slurs on Twitter. And Twitter, unlike what they did on January the 6th, when they deplatformed the president, they deplatformed myself, hundreds of thousands of other users that happened to be trying to discuss the facts of the day. Instead, last night, when Tim Scott was allowed, by the way, the only African-American senator in the Senate right now, when he was able to, I'm sorry, aside from Mr. Warnock, but when he was giving his speech, Twitter did not take down the trending hashtag Uncle Tim. See, Uncle Tim is a racist play on the whole thing called Uncle Tom, meaning that he was in some way a rebellious slave, not adhering to the plantation mentality that should be towing the message and line for the Democrats. It just mere disagreement, just mere difference of opinion in some way makes him vulnerable to the racist labeling Uncle Tim. And for all their discussions of how diverse Twitter wants to be, and for all of their discussions about how they have a social responsibility to have social commentary that is responsible on their platform, they didn't see anything wrong with saying that Uncle Tim was Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina. And what was his great crime? Why was he the rebellious slave? Because he didn't agree with the president. I'm Kevin McCullough, and that's sad. I'll see you next time.